I'm in Tampa, Florida, and I'm up right now, and I'm just chilling and vibing, you know what I'm saying? And I was on Instagram, and while I was on Instagram, I was going through people that started following me throughout the day, and one person caught my eye because he followed, and then he liked a few pictures, so I went to follow back. That's what I do. If you follow me on Instagram, you can catch me on ZBaby, VEE underscore ZABEE 2.2. And that's on Instagram. So if you follow and like a few pictures, I'll definitely follow back because I see my followers that follow and that are active. I try to respond to you guys as well. Not too many messages, and yes, I follow back, and I also like pictures back as well. Anyways, back to the topic at hand. I read his bio, and his bio said, it said, if I go broke, I'ma sell my bitch. And that is the topic, and I want you guys to tap in, and you can DM me, message me any way you can. Like I said before, follow me on Instagram, VBaby 2.0, and that's VEE underscore BABEE 2.2. Follow me, inbox me, and give me your answers and how you feel about that. And the topic again is, if I go broke, I'm gonna sell my bitch. Now, you guys, I am up. And I, you know what I'm saying, I'm chilling, I'm vibing, I'm in my zone, you feel me? So, when I read it, at first I was like, oh wow, like, he gonna give a fuck. What the hell? So then, as I thought about it, I was saying to myself, I said, in a way, is that not what he's doing anyways? Like, let's think about it. Let's think about how society is today. Like, how it is in the world today. It's, oh, pretty girls get a guy with money. He buys everything. He's supposed to, you know, some girls are into, oh, you gotta buy me this, buy me that, get my hair done, get my nails done. Okay, I get it. Some guys can afford to do that. Some guys have the money to do that. They work hard enough to do that. They feel that if they do these things, that I'm guessing this side guys feel that if they do these things, they will keep her. Now, because that's what she's telling him, basically, by telling him, you have to get my nails done, you have to get my feet done. If I'm your girlfriend, you have to get my nails done, your feet done. You gotta take care of me. Okay, get it, got it. That's how it's running all day. That's fucked up. I want to say that part is fucked up. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you think about it, guy meets girl, he supports her, he gets her hair done, he gets her nails done, her feet done, he buys her all the nice clothes. Little jewelry, lashes, you can't see her lashes, makeup done, she goes to all the parties, they go hang out, I'm posting on Instagram, this is my girl, you know what I'm saying, she's posting him and her together, hanging out, having trips, now, and this is only game, we all can agree, this is only game. If a guy with more money comes along, he has the potential of taking his girl because she's telling him that the material things is what's going to keep her. Now, we have a guy with more money come along. Now, this guy can buy her longer hair, expensive this, expensive that, name brand this, name brand that, put this girl in clothes she's never worn before. Go have her sitting up in salon getting 40, 60, 70 inch long hair in her head and just, you know, giving her everything that she desires because he can afford to do that. Now this guy would lose his girl to a man with more money and get nothing in return. Just all this time and this money wasted into this girl, and she leaves you and go run off with a guy with more money. You feel me? And then on the back end, it's like, if he does go broke and he cannot afford to do that, we all know it's only gonna be a short time that she's gonna leave. But he would also have to deal with her nagging and extras and this and that. Go through the breakup, this, that, and the third. You feel me? So on the back end of just reading it off top, it makes sense. Hey, I pay. If I go broke, I sell my bitch. There it is. Now, what I tapped into when I sat and thought about it, I said to myself, now, how I feel about that, I feel that if any man goes broke and he has a partner and he has a woman there, and I say partner because I feel this is for everyone. This is for everyone. If a man has a partner and he goes broke, I feel that you deserve to be sold. You deserve to be sold for whatever amount of money that he needs for him to get his shit back right. And I feel this way because simple fact, you sat there and you watched this man work, buy you these things, give you these things that you required and what you asked of him, and you, for what? For nothing. You took that and gave no value. You took that and you did nothing with it. You didn't even become a model, bitch. You didn't even become Instagram famous. You didn't even become social media famous where you can have some kind of income revenue coming in from him investing in time and also money into you. And the thing about it is, it's like, you got girls out here, you get with guys, you get your money done, you get your body done and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand he got the money to do it. But what revenue does that bring you back, though? You feel me? Like, it's nothing. It's almost pointless. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh. So it's like, it's good and it's bad. And the more you think about it, it's like, well, damn, like, yeah, like, the hell? Why are you even here? You know what I'm saying? Why am I doing all this? I'm giving you everything you require, and you can't even flip it and bring it back. Like, you gotta do better than that. And that's why I feel like most men, they get... It's not even that you get cheated. I feel like when a woman is using a man, I feel like it's not that you don't know, it's that you're naive to it, because simple fact is, this beautiful woman giving you all this attention, but the thing about it is, over time you start to see that I'm only getting her attention because I'm giving her things, and she's only giving me pleasure of being around her and seeing her. And yeah, you may have sex with her, you know what I'm saying? You might get all that, but still, it's like, is that what you really want? Is that what, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not requiring nothing else of her but to be that. And now it's like, tables have turned so many ways, because even now with being pretty, like, you have to have something behind that. You need to, like, you should. You know, like, I get it. People are like, oh, prettier people would have it easy. Man, listen, how I feel, whether you're pretty, ugly, okay, fine, or whatever. We all get the same night and day. Your day is not cut short because you're not as pretty as me, or your day is not cut. Your day is not longer than mine because you look better than me. You wake up to the same day and go sleep to the same night. Whether you sleep at night and be up in the day, or be up at night and sleep in the day, it don't matter. It don't matter, because as long as you sleep, I'm up, and as long as I'm asleep, you're up. Like, the heck? And it's crazy it's crazy that society has put that out there on people, you know, because I feel like everybody's equal. No one's entitled to anything. Like, at the end of the day, if you strip us of everything so far, it's what people say is, oh, the status quo or what should be. If you strip the world of all of that, what the hell do you have left? You have a bunch of people on earth just doing this. No one really gives a fuck at the end of the day. No one cares. No one will really care. Like, no one really fucking cares. But it's not like that. And you have this, and then you have this shit that goes on, like, this shit happens. You know, everyone wants to have the nice things. It costs to have a nice girl, a nice looking girl. Cause you're gonna have to help maintain her. The whole same time, she need to be in the thing on the back end, in the back end of all of that, she need to be able to maintain her damn self. Like, you shouldn't be asking for shit that you wasn't doing when you were single. If you wasn't keeping your hair and nails done when you were single, don't even ask for that. Because if a man wants that, he'll tell you, here, babe, go get your, I see, you know what I'm saying, when I met you, I know you had to get your nails and feet done, but I like for you to have your nails and feet done here. Go get that done. You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't that type of girl, you know what I'm saying, you ain't that type of girl, shit, it's okay. Don't live up to what everybody else, like, what the world says is nice. Because guess what? Not every man likes it. And I've been around men that, you know what I'm saying? These are men that are in the public or businessmen. And I get more compliments from them when my nails are plain. Simple versus when I have them all nice and different colors and diamonds and rhinestones. They're like, yeah, they look nice. Saw that sparkle, all those colors. Yeah, that looks nice. But when I just have like a French, maybe little diamonds on there, they're like, oh, you got your nails done. Those look nice. I'm telling my wife, you know what I'm saying? I think my wife had her nails like that. She should get her nails like that. I like those. I'm like, okay. Sure. And my nail tech is a man, and he does them, and he's like, hey, get them like this, wear them like this. And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. Because, like, a man's opinion on nails is something that's big. Like, you'd be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Girls would be like, oh, what color do you want them? But you never ask, hey, how do you want my nails? You know, how do you like to see my nails? What do you like to see? You know? And most men will tell you, hey, get a French. Oh, you don't need all that extra stuff. Get a French. You know what I'm saying? You never know. I found out one of my baby daddies, like, painted my nails. I tell you, he was kissing them and sucking on them. I was like, okay, I didn't know he did this, you know? Felt kind of nice. Extra stuff went on, but you know, whole nother story. Whole nother story for another time, because this ain't the time, no place. But for real, like, it be a lot. It's like a lot for real. Like, just that little bio, it just brings so much, and it taps in so much for me that I just had to share, because I'm just on some shit. Like, I'm down with it. I support it 100. I support it 100, because only way you don't lose it if you get married, and then you still can lose it. Like, yeah, I don't even know. Like, it makes sense. You might as well sell a highest bidder can get it. Oh my God, I'm so crazy. But you know what I'm saying? Y'all get the picture. If you don't, you know, it's not my fault. I'm just speaking on how I feel. It's not, it's just an opinion for anything else outside of, you know, don't take it all to heart. Because I'm definitely not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I'm here to speak. I'm just here to speak my mind, you know? I'm a female, and I'm just here to speak my mind. And I just want, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get clarity. Like, I feel like I understand so much from both ends. Like, not only being a female, I was actually born a female. Let's clear that. I just want to clarify that. Before anybody start getting any ideas of, whoa, then. Okay, no, I was born a female. But anyways, I feel like life has shown me so many experiences where I can understand. Like, I understand a lot of things. Like, I can understand. Like, I feel like I'm here to understand both men and women. Like, that's basically what I do. Like, between my friends, my social life, my gym life, like, that's basically what I do with people. And it's like, I'm here to, like, actually help. I feel like I'm here to help bridge that, like, between men and women, the understanding between men and women, because we lose sight of the understanding when you have the, what should we call it? Basically, when you have, like, society telling you, like, this is what it is, this is how it should be. You know, and then it's like the whole world is going along with it, and I get it. It's hard to not go along with what everyone's going along with, but we definitely have to stop and think about other people's feelings and stop assuming that just because a man is a man that he has to be tough all the time and that he can't tell you how he feels, because at the end of the day, they should be able to talk too and say shit like that. Like, if and feel strongly about shit like that. So, like, if they meet a female, they could tell her, like, yo, if I go broke, bitch, I'm selling you. So you need to be trying to come on over here, make this money with me, help build over here. If not, move the fuck on. Like, don't even come over here with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? People, period, need to be comfortable with doing that. You know, we need to normalize that. Like, telling people, hey, look, I'm over here making my money. You see I'm making money? And you want to come over here? Hey, I don't mind you coming over here, because it's actually, it's better. It's better if I had someone to help me get to where I'm going, so I can continue to make money and do better and better myself and build. But if you're going to come over here and not, then nah, bitch, get rock. Don't even come. Matter of fact, let me pay you. I'm going to smash you. Keep you moving. Boom. Period. Nothing else. That's the end. Ain't no more. Like, and that's the understanding right there. I feel like that's the understanding right there. Like, people being able to tell people how they really feel. Not only people, like men. Because men, it's like women can be like, oh, I want this, I want that. But then men can be like, oh, well, I need for you to do this and do that, do this. Like, then you're like, oh, I'm not your maid. I'm not your mama. Wait a minute, bitch. But you want my money. No, it don't work like that. Because that's how he was raised. Like, if a man was raised in the house with his mama, he gonna have some motherfucking rules. And bet your ass he gonna love the fuck out of his mama, because guess what? She's the one that raised him. Of course. Yes, ma'am. See? That's what I'm saying. Like, this shit, this topic in his bio is lit for me. I'm just on, like, y'all gotta respect what it is. Because at the end of the day, if it's not like that, then ladies, please inbox me and let me know. For the ladies that listen to this, if this is not true, and this is not what is happening anyways, inbox and tell me, if you was with a man and he went broke, would you leave him or would you stay? And you gotta be honest, like, be honest with yourself. Like, are you willing to stay with this man and support him through whatever he's going through and believe in him that he will be able to rise above whatever he's going through and support him through all that he's going through and be there and not be a motherfucker about it? And not only that, like, not be on some shit like, oh, this mine. Because, bitch, when he was giving it to you, it was y'all's. So now it need to be the same way, but you need to pick up the slack. That's the thing about it. Ladies, can you handle the slack if you had to pick up the slack? Let's go. Like, that's next. That could be my next one. Ladies, if you had to pick up the slack, oh, what would you do, honey? Would you fumble your bag? Because when you met this man, he had a bag. Now, remember that. You know what I'm saying? Would you fumble your bag or would you help? You know what I'm saying? What would you do? Is we get a fumbled bag or go to bag? Like, what is it? That's a good one. That's a good topic. And I don't mind speaking on that. Because, baby, when I tell you, and then, like, that taps into a lot of stuff as well. Like, that taps into a lot of stuff as well, because then you go into it, this man has been faithful to you, and this, that, and the third. And, oh my God. You guys have so many questions, so it's like all that extra stuff. But of course, I'll just speak on the topic as of if how I feel about it. And you know, it's always open for y'all to inbox me and let me know what's going on. Hit me up. I definitely need to figure out how to put my information on Anchor and let y'all know, so I'm not just putting it on the videos. But for now, I'm on Instagram at VBaby2.0, and that's VEE_BABEE 2.2. And y'all follow me, and I'll definitely follow back. You know what I'm saying? This is Unicorn Talk, and we definitely like live all the time. The time is now 2:06 a.m. Tampa, Florida. I'm getting a little sleepy, but y'all already know, like, I'm gonna talk my shit when I need to talk my shit. I actually put a story up on this too. I'm gonna save it on my Instagram so y'all can go over there and check that out. And the filter I use is called Barbie. It's my real eye color, because all the other ones were different colors, so I use my real eye color. But it didn't even look like a cartoon. I don't like the lipstick though. But I'll definitely be talking to y'all very, very soon. And sending love and light to you all. And thank you guys for tapping in. I see them plays are getting up though. Thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all. Good morning, good night, or good night, good morning. Hey.